Well, we have a guest in joining us this morning. Loretta Christensen is in from Kimbolton. Loretta, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it very much. Unfortunately, a long-time landmark in the Kimbolton area has come down here recently. The Kimbolton Town Hall is no longer. Kind of disappointing to see that disappear.
Yes, it is disappointing, and it's sad because there's a lot of memories went down with that building.
Yeah, well, your husband on the city council, so spent a lot of time in that building.
He was. He was mayor for 8 years and on the city council for 32 years, I think.
Wow.
And we've just done a lot in there. We had our wedding dance, our silver wedding dance, and our 50th anniversary dance in there, which a lot of people have. And when we were in high school, we danced in there at least once a week anyway. And there's just been so many activities that took place there.
Fundraisers and dances, all kinds of things.
All kinds of wedding receptions and just a lot of fun things, and that's why I say that when the building went down, a lot of memories went with it.
Well, you know, people have souls, but sometimes a building can have a soul to it as well, because we kind of push that on it, because we see so much of our lives going through facilities like that. I know it's just brick and mortar, but it really means a lot more than that.
It means a lot to the people in the community in Kimbolton and the surrounding community. But nothing lasts forever, you know.
Well, no, unfortunately. We'll all be gone someday, and unfortunately the building is now left a hole in the Kimbolton area there, too.
It's a big hole on Main Street. It certainly is. But hopefully we can get some grants and some fundraisers that we can build something. It won't be the same, but it'll be a community building, which we need.
So. Yeah. Structurally, the building was just not safe anymore.
No, it wasn't. The roof was bad, and the one wall was bowing out, so it was not safe to be in there at all.
So it's time to move on.
And right. And see, up in the upstairs where the council used to meet, we had the clothes closet where people could come, and we had a big, and so of course that had to be moved too. So it's been used for many when we had our centennial in 83. We remodeled the kitchen, and it's just, I guess we just always thought we couldn't live without the town hall.
But well, all of life, especially in a small town, the smaller the community, the more important that town hall tends to be.
That's right.
So much of everyone's lives
goes
through.
Because now we're going to have this chicken supper. Well, where are we going to have it? We can't have it. So we're going to have it down at the,
fireman's
station in Kimbolton. And they're cooperating with us. So hopefully we'll have a good day and a good night and good weather and that. So.
Yeah. Well, moving forward, the building's no longer there, and as you mentioned, time to take a look at something new. So is there a group put together, or is it just kind of an informal effort to raise some money to try to get something started again?
Well, I'm not sure. We still have the Progressive Danes, and then we have a good fire department and a younger group, so I think between the three of us and outsiders, we'll get something built, but it'll take a while.
Do you have something in mind yet? Is it too early to talk about that?
Well, I think because I keep asking the town fathers, and they say, well, we don't really know. It depends on the finances, you know. Most likely it'll be a metal building of some type, I think.
Something that's a little bit more reasonable price-wise and structurally that will work for what you need. It probably won't be as ornate as the old one.
No, it won't, because, see, we had a big stage in the hall, and that we won't have that anymore, but we don't have plays anymore either, anyway, so I guess, you know. But there'll be something there, but how long it'll take and how much money it'll take, we don't know.
Yeah, it's actually pretty amazing that the Kimbolton Town Hall lasted as long as it did. It was well built.
It was well built, yes. It was the WPA that built it under the Roosevelt administration, so. But it's had to have some updating, you know, every once in a while. But see, it had a flat roof, and that was kind of a bad thing because it just, and then it started to leak, and it just.
Over time, you get all those kind of structural issues that come up because of that. And it seems like anymore, like with schools and things, when you build a new building that's going to be meant for public use, where you're going to get a lot of use in and out, something like that, boy, 30 years and it's old.
Well, that's right. But this has been, it's been good, and it's been good for the town and for the community.
You bet. So as we said, moving forward now, looking ahead to a project to build a new one, you mentioned coming up on September 13th, you're going to have a chicken dinner. Everyone's invited.
Yes, and their tickets are available at Landman's Bank. They're $10 a piece and 11 at the door. It'll be on September 13th, Thursday evening from 5 to 8 at the Kimbleton Fire Hall. So, and these proceeds are going to be going to rebuilding a new town hall of some type.
Is this really your first effort
yes,
to try to raise funds?
Yes, it is, because it just has come down now,
right.
You know.
Right.
Just in the last couple of weeks is when they've gotten, and it's all cleared off now, and so nothing left there but a big hole.
Well, if folks would like, if they can't make the chicken dinner, for example, or some of the other, I'm sure there'll be more fundraisers and
things,
too.
I'm sure there will be, because this isn't going to do what
It'll cost a little more than that.
Yes.
But are you looking for donations from folks who maybe have a connection to Kimbleton?
Well, yes, we are. We'll take anything that looks like money. And I think, there will be some that will want to help, of course, people move away, and lose connections, but we're looking for all the help we can get.
Well, a good alumni group would,
yes.
Anybody who's got that connection or just
And we've
enjoys
already
the area.
Sold some tickets to people, said, well, I can't be there, but I want to give a donation. So
absolutely. Yeah. Well, and there are a lot of folks that have gone through that. You mentioned dances and things. I mean, there are people from all around the area that used to spend Friday, Saturday nights going to dances,
yes,
and things like that.
And wedding receptions and... we even have had a couple funerals there that the churches weren't large enough, So, but mostly it's been fun things that we've had there.
Absolutely. Well, as you said, the town hall like that is a story of people's lives. It
right.
has a lot of photos and people's photo albums were taken in that
right.
town hall.
Right, and, where are we going to have it? Well, the town hall, of course, No other place.
But. You bet. Well, we got to get that ball rolling again. So, again, Loretta, coming up on September 13th, it's a Staley's Chicken Dinner, so they know what they're going to get. Good
yes.
quality stuff.
Mm-hmm.
5 to 8 p.m. It'll be held at the Kimbleton Fire Hall, and, mm-hmm. again, those proceeds will be used to help that process get started to rebuild, mm-hmm. build a new town hall in Kimbleton. And it's $10 in advance for tickets.
Yes, 11 at the door, and then under 10, children under 10 will be $5, and under 4 will be free. And you can get the tickets at the Landman's Bank in Kimbleton, or at the Kimbleton City Clerk, or the Shelby State Bank in Elkhorn.
Okay, easy enough. Well,
or from any of us if you see us,
Sure. Sure. Yep. Get that taken care of early so you don't have to worry about that at
the door
then, too.
Yeah, well, we've sold a lot of tickets already.
That's great. Well, it's good to have that kind of support.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Loretta, thanks for coming in. Good luck with that.
Well, thank you for having me, Jim, and we just appreciate all the help we can get.
Well, we'll talk more, I'm sure, down time as we have more fundraisers.
Okay.